The Massachusetts man whose story inspired the hit country song I Drive Your Truck has died. 76-year-old Paul Monty was a Gold Star father. His son Jared was killed in Afghanistan in 2006, and not long after, Monty began a quest to honor Jared and others who served. It became known as Operation Flags for Vets. It was during an interview with former Here and Now producer Alex Ashlock that he spoke the words that became his legacy. We're going to bring in Alex right now to talk about Paul Monty and the song that he inspired. Welcome back to Here and Now, Alex.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
So you spent a lot of time with Paul, who died on Friday. You saw him annually at the Massachusetts National Cemetery. Tell us about him and his son, Jared.
Paul Monty came from a really big family, a poor family. He was a longtime high school science teacher in Stoughton, Massachusetts. Everything changed when Jared was killed in Afghanistan in 2006. He was buried at the Massachusetts National Cemetery, Lisa, and when Paul went there to visit before Veterans Day that year, he noticed there were no flags on the graves like you see at national cemeteries on that holiday. The officials there said the flags got in the way with maintenance. The gravestones there are flush with the ground, so they made it hard for the grass to be cut. And Paul basically thought that was ridiculous. And he convinced them to change the rules, and he started, as you said, Operation Flags for Vets. So flags now decorate the graves at the cemetery. There are more than 70,000 of them for Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and it all started on Memorial Day, or before Memorial Day in 2011, and I went to cover it for Here and Now.
And it was during your interview with Paul that day that you had this exchange.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do. There it is. Yep.
Tell me about that truck.
What can I tell you? It's just, it's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
Alex, that interview aired on Here and Now, and a songwriter in Nashville heard it and inspired her to write the song, I Drive Your Truck.
I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I burn.
The songwriter was Connie Harrington. She and a couple of other songwriters wrote the song. That's country star Lee Bryce. He recorded it. It became a huge hit. Eventually won Song of the Year award from the Country Music Association. And then everyone knew this story was Paul's story that inspired the song, and it got a lot of attention after that.
And how was it for Paul Monty to hear that song?
It was really tough. He told me he couldn't listen to the whole song for quite some time, but I think eventually it just became part of his mission, which was to keep Jared's memory alive and the memories of all the men and women who have served the country. He would always tell me that what he was doing wasn't about his son specifically. It was about all those other veterans who served the country, but I think that it really never got any easier for him to come to terms with the loss he suffered.
And he kept doing it year after year, despite how hard it was.
Year after year. It's just an amazing thing to see. Hundreds of people come to the cemetery, rain or shine, before these military holidays. They place the flags on the graves there, and then after the holidays are over, volunteers come back and take the flags out. So, people donate money to buy new flags because they have to replace them. There's also a Jared Monty Scholarship Fund, and it's all because of Paul Monty.
And I know you'll miss him too.
Yeah, it's really tough. He told me one time, you know, Alex, you changed my life. I said, Paul, you really changed mine. And on Thursday, Lisa, he'll be buried next to his son at the National Cemetery.
Alex Ashlock, thank you.
You're welcome.